It came from Japan.
Hey, hi there, and welcome to It Came From Japan's monthly kick-ass podcast, recorded in between earthquakes in Tokyo, Japan. That was The Automatics with their cover of Elton John's Step Into Christmas. They're some sort of supergroup made up of various barely known indie bands, though I'm not sure if they're really still around. But anyway, if it tickles you, you can pick that up at the wonderful US online store japanfiles.com for a brighter Christmas. This month we have a very special interview with Japan's most seasonal band, Shonen Knife, and lots of other stuff. But first, we played a track on last month's podcast by Tokyo band Mollis, and they have some UK dates coming up this month. Sadly, they're all in London, but if that's where you live, go and have a look, you lucky things. The dates are December 28th at the Windmill in Brixton, 29th at the Bull and Gate in Kentish Town, and 30th at the Good Ship in Kilburn. Malice formed in 2007 and released their album Dr. Ray about a year ago. It's really great, like a blend of Pixies, Lush and whatever hot young indie dance crossover act is on the cover of NME this week. Last week I spoke to guitar vocalist Rinko about their upcoming tour and stuff like that. She doesn't speak much English, so it sounds like she'd rehearsed her answers a bit here, bless her. But anyway, here's Rinko from Malice.
Hi everyone, I'm Rinko. I play the rhythm guitar and the vocalist in Malice.
Malice's sound is quite a mix, it's very mixed up. What is the common thread in your sound and what are your influences?
Malice has a very simple concept, only cool music. We were thinking of the Police, the Pixies, and the Doors as three major influences. Our name Malice came from them. Police and the Doors vocalist Jim Morrison, Maury, double meaning.
Okay.
And I love Malice, Smith.
Me too.
Maury, Police.
So you formed in 2007, and then within a year you were playing at Summersonic, and within 2 years you had your first album out, and within 3 years, UK tour. Do you think these things are happening to you very quickly?
Well, Yuzuru and I were in China job for 5 years before Malice. I think everything is happening at the perfect speed.
What do you expect from your debut UK tour?
We just want to experience playing in another country and make a lot of new UK fans.
Do you think Morrissey is going to come to see your shows or Sting?
I hope.
Okay. So what should the UK audience expect to see at your shows?
Morris Live is too locked. People, audience feel something, maybe.
And, okay, so your shows are at the end of December. Will it be your first time to spend Christmas time outside of Japan?
Yeah, first time.
And how do you usually celebrate Christmas and New Year?
Christmas is like any other day.
Okay.
Only me.
What kind of presents are you hoping for?
Ramen.
Ramen?
Money.
Oh, money.
I want money.
So we're going to play a song by Malice now. Rinko-san, would you please tell us which song and tell us a little bit about it?
This is Miss Palik. It's one of the first songs I wrote after we changed our name Malice. Very lot of good memories. And I'm Miss Palik. And Tokyo is Mr. or Miss Palik. So listen to it. It's one of 12 great songs, so buy our album, Dr. Ray. I want money.
Yeah.
That was Cysalia Cysalis Psyche. I had to practice that with Butch and the Sundance Kid. I saw them play a couple of weeks ago at the British Anthems Festival in Tokyo. They're not British, but they are very cool and arty and a little bit frightening. And the music is also available from japanfiles.com. Now, you may have heard of our next guest. DJ Scotch Egg is a Japanese music terrorist based in Brighton. He also plays in the bands Devilman, Drum Eyes, and Cecile, but it's probably his solo persona that's best known, where he makes music on an old Game Boy over which he screams like he's in quite a lot of pain. It's very good stuff. Anyway, I originally interviewed him about a Japanese music seminar thing that he'd appeared at in London recently, but it sounded pretty boring once we started talking about it. So instead, we talked about his obsession with KFC. KFC is the popular choice for Christmas dinner in Japan, oddly enough. So it's perfectly suited to our December podcast. I love it when a plan comes together.
Hello, my name is Shige, and I make music under the DJ Scotch Egg.
You seem to have kind of an obsession with KFC. But they don't even make Scotch eggs. What's that about?
KFC was kind of inspiration to make the music. Yeah, it was.
Which model of Game Boy do you use?
I use the old one, yes.
Is it homemade software on there or something that you found?
I don't know. I use Nanoloop in the Game Boy sequence software. I think you can download them on the internet too. It's easy to get it. But I quite like the human being feeling, so I'm adding, like, performing wise, I'm adding, like, my voice, like, shouting, and also, like, Game Boy is not really tight as computer, as speakers, yeah. Like, for example, like, Kraftwerk used to use really old kind of synthesizer. There was not really such a quantized as a computer could do nowadays, because I don't really like too tight. Yeah, I like more human, kind of loose.
And so, like, if you're making music with a Game Boy, is it possible to be loose with that?
Yes. I try to, like, record all the sequence I made on the Game Boy into the Ableton Live, the computer software called Ableton Live. If you put in Ableton, it's, like, automatically quantize it, but my Game Boy wasn't really on the time, you know? I quite like this kind of not really on time, you know?
They've recently brought out for, you know, the DS, they brought out like a Korg synth.
Oh, yeah, sure. That one is pretty cool too. Yeah, the MS-10 or something, right? Yeah, I don't use the DS stuff because I'm not really into the sound of DS because it's quite too digital for me, yeah. Old one is more like kind of analog sound, and I think some bottom end is there as well, like the, as a kick and bass-wise.
What's it like to be a foreign musician living in Brighton?
It's really great, yes. A lot of foreign musician lives in UK.
Could you speak any English when you first moved there?
Not really, no. I learn in the pub. Yeah, language, I think it's always difficult, especially if you get in the idea and stuff. I don't know, maybe production-wise or I don't know, something you work with somewhere else maybe. But music and art are already kind of international language.
Is there a difference between Japanese musicians and British musicians?
Yes. I think it's different, yes, completely. Somehow always Japanese people make stuff, it's kind of always Japanese touch to it, so it's really hard to explain. Maybe melody and stuff, I think you can tell really Japanese style or I don't know.
How long have you been based in Brighton?
Now 8 years, 9 years.
What took you to Brighton in the first place?
Just KFC.
Really?
Well, it's more crispy in England, yes.
KFC in Japan is not very good, huh?
It's good quality. I left it, I experimented leaving KFC outside of house for 1 day. England and Japan, I did experiment. Japan one was actually still soft after 1 day, yeah, so probably more high quality than English one. English one become a bit harder.
Japan.
That was Asakusa Jinta with Viva Boom Boom. Before that, you heard DJ Scotch Egg's Scotch Hausen. Asakusa Jinta are a sort of ska punk marching band named after the old downtown area of Tokyo. They're one of these bands that I just keep missing live, although I hear they're absolutely amazing. They played recently in the UK. Also at this year's South by Southwest, where our artists Natchu and Bo Peep also played. So yes, I was there in Austin, Texas, and yes, I was too busy to see Asakusa Jinta. So not yet, but maybe one day. Right, next up, we have an interview with one of the most influential bands ever to come out of Japan, I'd say. Not only were they beloved of Kurt Cobain, and not only have they worked with people like Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth, but they were also the first Japanese band I ever heard, maybe 13, 14 years ago. And even then, they'd been around for over a decade. I am, of course, talking about Shonen Knife, who formed just after Christmas in 1982 and built a career out of chocobars, ice cream cities, and catnip dreams. This year, they played their first UK tour since they opened for Nirvana way back in 1991. And in our interview, guitar vocalist Naoko exclusively reveals that they might be back sooner rather than later.
I'm Naoko from Shonen Knife, and I play the guitar, and I'm a vocalist too. Shonen Knife was started on December 29. So just right after Christmas in 1981. And also my birthday is in December, so December is a very special month for me too.
I interviewed you maybe 3 years ago for a story that was also going out at Christmas time. And you told me that in Japan, you know, everybody eats KFC.
Yes, that's right. Even now, everybody make an order to KFC. For Christmas Eve dinner.
Have you ever done that?
No! Japanese people don't eat turkey a lot. So turkey and chicken are maybe complicated and mixed in Japan.
Shonen Knife always do Christmas shows. You know, you have a tradition of doing Christmas tour.
We'll play a very special song for this December tour, and also we have our brand new songs, so we'll play very fun songs.
At the Christmas shows, you usually play Shonen Knife's two Christmas songs. Do you plan to make any more Christmas songs?
Yeah, no, we are making a plan. Not decided yet, but if people like to listen to, we will prepare.
The last time you did a Christmas song must be, 10 years ago, I guess, with Thurston Moore, right?
Oh, yeah, it was a long time ago.
Do you like doing Christmas songs?
Yes, yeah, because I think Shonen Knife is very suitable for happy time and happy songs. So, yeah, I'd like to write more Christmas songs. We are going to go to release our album called Free Time in January 6th.
What kind of sound is it? What do the new songs sound like?
Some songs are very punk pop, and some songs are very much like heavy metal, and some songs are ballad. And for this time, the topics of lyrics are about a little bit of people's attitude, or animals and food, like always. I wrote a song about perfect freedom. So I was thinking about perfect freedom. What was that? What is that? So, but not so serious. And also, some songs are about pick your own strawberry. When I went to London, I picked strawberry at farm. So I wrote the song. And also one more song is about economic crisis.
Oh my goodness.
I wrote a little bit of songs for social problem.
Wow. You know, I've been listening to Shonen Knife for maybe 15 years, but I've never imagined that you would write a song about a financial crisis. This year you toured the UK for the first time in a long time, right?
Yes, I think after 15 years or something.
How was it?
Very fun. I was very surprised because so many people came to our show. Every show went very well. And we have a plan to go to Europe again next May.
Okay, and if Shonen Knife formed in 1981 and next year it's 2010, it's a new decade, so that means it's Shonen Knife's fourth decade.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine that. It's very honorable thing.
What are your plans for the next decade?
I'll continue to rocking and continue to make fun songs, and I want people to be happy through our music, so I need to continue live shows too.
Well, that's it for this month. Thanks for downloading us. Don't forget, you can find links for all the bands at our website, itcamefromjapan.co.uk, where you can also hear our previous podcasts. And I am going to play you out with Shonen Knife's impeccable holiday classic Space Christmas. If you're in London, go to see Molly's, give them your money, and wherever you are, have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. Thank you.